Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Some damn good Seager here. All right, it is Chad Dukes versus... No, it isn't. God bless.
It's fine. I wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, but you're sacrificing your weekend with me, and you're the bigger silly.
No, we're equal. I just call it whatever you want.
Well, it's 3 hours of fire. It's the Fire King, yeah. Eric Bickle, and I'm flame-broiled Chad Dukes. Can I say this? Please go to Commonwealth Dry Goods today.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
We're having a terrible day. We had a monster weekend last weekend. It was awesome. But it is
Are you going to be over there and hang out?
I will be there tomorrow, 12 to 2.
All right.
I'll be there 12 to 2 tomorrow, putting in a two-hour appearance, Commonwealth Dry Goods.
Are you just doing free appearances all day over there, every day?
I'm working. It's just we don't have employees. It's just me and my wife. So.
Is it?
Yeah, that's it.
Is it because of the pandemic, or it's typically just you and her?
It's just us. That's how we're profitable. We're bare bones.
You know? Really?
Yeah, man, like that's her living. Like, our business is successful enough where she earns a living from running the store, and that's all I ever really wanted it to be.
And you feel comfortable with her working there all by herself? And
she's armed.
Huh? She's armed. Yeah, right.
She's armed, and we have cameras, and we have alarms, and
yeah,
you know, there's cops.
And the cameras are super visible.
They know
as soon as you come in that we're watching.
Yeah, absolutely. We've taken all the precautions you possibly can.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're open. Go check it out. It's in Old Town Fairfax. Real nice store. I believe Matt Snyder is on the line. Very excited because there is baseball news. Of course, he of CBS Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Matt Snyder CBS. Matt, thanks for joining us on a Saturday, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hoping we get this season off. I think there's a lot of complications that they're going to have to deal with, but I'm still hopeful. I'm an eternal optimist, so I'm holding out hope
good.
That we get it done.
Good. We need more like you, my friend.
We certainly do. Well, you're on. I'm Chad Dukes, of course. That's Eric Bickle. Matt Snyder is on with us. First, before we even get to that, it looks like Gerrit Cole versus Max Scherzer could potentially start this whole shebang off, as it looks like it's going to be Yankees Nationals. That should be a fun matchup.
That would be amazing. Other than the only thing that I got kind of sad about, and I'm sure you guys would agree with this, considering where you're broadcasting from, but the only thing I got kind of sad about is, like, when you imagine Yankees versus defending champion Nationals opening day at Nationals Park, you imagine, like, a full house with the Nats getting the ring ceremony and everything, and it kind of sucks that we don't get that. But we've known that for a while. Knowing what we know now, I think thinking about that matchup is pretty amazing, actually. I mean, thinking about Scherzer going up against that Yankees lineup, which should be fully healthy, which wasn't going to be the case to start the year with it back in March. Now you're looking at Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Aaron Hicks, all in the lineup for the Yankees against Scherzer, who's had enough time that he'll be fully healthy. Man, that could be a really fun one.
Yeah, I agree. And I just hope, you know what else, though? It's like, I'm going to miss the justice being laid down on the Astros. I mean, how big of a pass are they getting in all this? It's unbelievable.
That's one of the biggest storylines to me, is that they were going to be universally reviled, booed out of every ballpark, probably hit by a pitch a few times and gotten in fights. And while Major League Baseball players are incredibly mentally tough hitters, because you have to deal with failure so much, they're very mentally tough. But I just don't know how they were going to be able to deal with it this season. And instead, there's no fans, there's no fights. It's totally different landscape. And I just wonder, by the time we get back to a fully functioning season, whether it's 2021 or even 2022, if people will have gotten numb to the situation and they just totally get off the hook.
Yeah. Yeah, I people get numb, and that's why everyone that keeps saying I'm walking away from baseball, this labor dispute, these are millionaires and billionaires, you're lying. You're gonna be so happy that it's back. 60 mm-hmm. games. You want to put an asterisk next to 60 games? Go ahead. I don't give a rat's ass because I want the sport to be back.
Yeah, I mean, Chad, do you feel as a Skins fan? Do you feel an asterisk next to the Skins? Like two of their Super Bowls were in shortened or like scab seasons.
No, if anything, I give them more credit to be able to navigate. First of all, they had to go out and find those players, coach those players up, navigate it, then get their guys back, then win a championship. No, I think it's a better accomplishment.
Right.
Dave Roberts said something kind of along those lines when he said, actually, it's going to be a lot tougher this year because you're going to have so many times where a guy has to quarantine for 2 weeks and you have to bring somebody up from the taxi squad. You don't have a fully functioning minors. Your scouts can't go and watch everybody. And it's such a sprint. You can't have bad stretches. Think about, you guys know the Nats last year, 19-31. Everybody knows that. The Dodgers 2 years ago were 16-26 out of the gate. They wouldn't have made the playoffs. They ended up in the World Series that year. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, I know we're always going to know it was different. But 1981, when we think about that baseball season, we think Dodgers over Yankees in the World Series. We don't think, oh, my gosh, the Reds had the best record in baseball and didn't even make the playoffs because of the strike in the middle of the season. Then they divided it in two halves. We just think about the World Series. Or like 1987 Twins, what comes to mind? They won the World Series.
Yeah.
You don't think, oh, wait, they only won 85 games and they had a negative run differential. What a fluky playoffs that was. No, you just think they won the World Series.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about it on the show the other day, and like the Nats start. And Rizzo, I mean, I just think the guy's brilliant at what he does. And, you know, he's kind of made his bones, and it really paid off for him, where he's like, you know what, for bullpens, we're pretty much going to see how it goes, and then at the deadline, I'm going to make all the right moves, and we'll fix whatever our issue is. But now, in a sprint, all his moves have to have already happened, right? So it kind of hurts the Nats. I mean, they're smart, so they know this, so I'm sure they're doing, but all the tweaking has to happen now. Very little tweaking, right?
The Nats are one team that I generally have been saying when they say, who does this hurt the most? And I say the Nats because there's only 3 weeks worth of second spring training to get ramped up. And I'm sure that Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin, Sanchez have all stayed in shape and are all throwing. But nothing can replace game reps. And you know in spring training, you see them go, okay, I go an inning the first start. Then the next start I go two. Then I go three. Like, they're not going to have enough time to fully ramp up before the season starts. And what team, pitching-wise, is most heavily reliant on starters is probably the Nats.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So they might have to endure a slow start. And by the time the big three gets ramped up, then you can kick it into overdrive, though. That's the flip side is by September, since you're only making 12 starts instead of 33, 34, 35, you can go 120, 130, 140 pitches maybe for a complete game. Maybe they start using starters in relief in September. Because, again, you're only going to get 12 starts.
Mm, right.
Hey, Matt, is it a lock that Scherzer's the guy starting for
– No.
Right? Strasburg.
I saw in the report they said it's going to be Garrett Cole versus Max Scherzer, and I was like, well, it could be Strasburg.
Yeah.
I mean, he's equally an ace at this point, and he just got over being a stud in the World Series, and he just signed that big contract. I could totally see them going to Strasburg.
But they started Scherzer. Like, Strasburg should have been the one. I just feel like they deferred to him. I feel like they believe that Scherzer has earned the right to be that
guy. He's more alpha. He kind of wants it more.
I think you're probably
right. Yeah, he's probably the one that would, like, physically fight for it more. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Strauss is more of an assassin at this point. I view him as. It's kind of like cold. Although, I got to say, man, we don't ever get to talk about this anymore because it's all pandemic. Yeah. Think about that guy. I remember listening to Kornheiser say he's a shrinking orchid and he can't pitch in the rain and he's a big baby. All this stuff about Strasburg. And those are fair accusations. And then think about how much he put that team on his back, even in your fifth
day. Well, he matured. Yeah.
It's unbelievable that's a character arc there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's as tough as they come. Just because he's had physical ailments doesn't negate the mental toughness and killer instinct that he has. He's a stud.
Yeah. Think about it. He was dancing in the dugout and everything, talking to everybody. Yeah. And I'll never forget. It's probably the last time that we were in the clubhouse because it's so humbling. When you're guys like us and you just show up every once in a while, you don't really have a rapport with the guys. So we went over to Strauss and he said, this was a few years ago, I don't talk the day before I start. I mean, I never heard of such a thing like that. And now,
you didn't want to talk.
I don't want to talk the day before I start. But now, you know, he's so comfortable in his own skin. It's actually been really cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, something changed along the way. Maybe it was like against the Cubs when he was going to come back on short rest and he wasn't going to come back on short rest. Yeah. And there was all that backlash and he finally did and he pitched like a stud. Like, maybe there was a moment around there when he was like, you know what? What do I care anymore about what anybody thinks? That maybe there was a moment.
Yeah.
I tell you what, this feels like the COVID thing feels like it's 100 years in Les Bickle. I don't know if you feel the same way. I think about spring training. I feel like I can remember sitting down and talking to Adam Eaton in spring training, and it feels like it was 2 weeks ago. And the fact that this much time has passed between when that is, I mean, we're midway through the summer. It's unbelievable. But Matt, talk to me. Are you just a positive guy? I started the show saying I don't think we're going to have any sports being played at all out of the Big Four this year because I'm just so down on this whole thing. Give me a couple of reasons for your optimism.
It's just my nature, I guess. I don't have a great answer. Let's see. Money. They need to play, especially baseball, I feel like, because with all the public fighting back and forth, there's so many people that are getting so mad at the owners and the players. The CBA coming up after 2021, I feel like they know they can't afford to not try to play. They came out with some reasons that they would shut down the season, and one of them was like, I think the biggest threat was if so many players test positive that they don't feel that they can have a competitive product. Like, I feel like that's the only way we have to stop, is if it's like two-thirds of the players are out, then they might say, all right, we better shut this down. But other than that, I think that they're going to try, and I am holding out hope that they're going to succeed.
All right. All right, good. Well, good. I feel better about that.
Root for golf. I keep saying it all show. Just keep rooting for golf.
But do you think golf intrinsically means something for baseball?
Just means that you can do it. You can travel.
Right.
And you can, if you have the right guidelines in place, that you can pull this off. That's in my opinion.
Okay.
If golf can't do it, no one can.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to say it.
That's kind of the way I'm looking at it, yeah.
Who does – the last one for me, Matt, and I appreciate the time. Matt Snyder's with us from CBS. Talk with us about – I've said this all week long on my show when they found out it was the 60 games. I feel like 162 games is as integral a part of the defense in baseball as a center fielder in that – part of being able to be a good baseball player is being able to deal with that grind and playing all the time. And then managers trying to alleviate some of the burden of that grind. And it's just such a huge part of the strategy in baseball. To just simply wipe it out to me is like taking the shortstop off the field or something of that nature. How much, because I think it's going to have an enormous effect on everything that we see in this little tournament here, this little sprint. How much do you think that's going to affect the type of baseball we're seeing?
Yeah, it's going to be a big – they're going to be a lot more aggressive. I think that especially early, like I mentioned, when the starting pitchers aren't stretched out, there's going to be a lot of teams that are incredibly aggressive that at the first sign of trouble, you just take the starter out. I think that they're going to be a lot more aggressive in terms of keeping regulars in the lineup. You're going to see a lot less of, you know, the getaway day lineups where there's like six regulars sitting out because they just need to rest. Or a catcher sitting out today with tomorrow with the team day off so he can have two whole days off. You're going to see a lot less of that and a lot more of, again, assuming they can stay healthy, which is a big assumption. But among regular players who stay healthy, I think you're going to see a lot of players play all 60 games and play almost all game every game. Benches will, as part of that, become a lot less important. I just think it's just going to be almost every day is going to feel like a playoff game. I feel like that's how they're going to manage it.
Let me ask you a quick question about Carter Kieboom. I'm sorry that I'm so – or no, it's Spencer, right? I'm getting confused. Which one is the damn third baseman?
Carter,
yeah. God. So we had Rizzo on in spring training, and everybody said, and all the guys that work with the Nats, they were all like, listen, we're not worried about his bat, even though he struggled a little bit last year. It's the glove, it's the footwork, it's the throws, it's all that. And here's a wacky theory I have, Matt, that like I could see maybe like working on your hitting. That's kind of tough to do without seeing live pitching and stuff like that. But I think maybe this time could actually help him, right? If he's been taking – like I think that's something he could actually still progress and improve during this time off. Whereas the other stuff, like you're saying, facing live batters, facing live pitchers, that's tough to improve. That particular skill set, I feel like, man, this might have actually really helped Carter Kieboom.
That's a very good
point. Or Spencer, or whatever the hell his name is. I'm confused again.
Yeah, Carter.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Like, yeah, you're right. You can't fake game reps pitching to live hitters. You can't fake game reps batting. But if you're talking about just footwork, you absolutely can work on footwork when you're alone. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that might actually help. But we're still going to miss Rendon. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stinks.
It's a big deal. Right,
I'll never see him play again either, right? Because he's out Anaheim.
Well, you could if you wanted. You could if you wanted to.
I'm going to stay up, watch those games.
Nah. Stay up, watch a couple innings. Okay. Matt Snyder, CBS. Find him on Twitter, CBSSports.com, and writer for CBS Sports MLB. Matt, thank you so much, buddy. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you too, guys.
Thank you, pal.
All right,
he's good.
Yeah, he is good. You've had him on your show.
I don't remember.
I know. It's funny though. Bickle, we got Robert Holiday Venmo'd in. He said, thanks for the entertainment. Tell EB to come play golf at Washington Golf. I will treat. So I'm passing that along.
Is that the one that's in like Alexandria or Arlington or something like that?
I've been to that course. That's a really nice course.
That's a fancy place, I think, right? But it's like an old money place, I think.
Was that at Santana? No, it was what's the charity golf tournament we always broadcast from?
Always broadcast from?
Me and the Grant and Danny.
Yeah, and then the boys always go out and play. Is it the Purple Heart?
Yeah, the Drab played in it last year.
Yeah, they always play in it.
I think it is the Purple Heart. It was at that one year. That is a very impressive place. I always like golf courses where you're just in the middle of a place with there's no indication there is a golf course, and then you just turn right and there's a massive, beautiful golf course.
Well, that's actually what the really classy spots do.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Yeah. Let's see here. Eric Van Dyke tipped us today, said, great show. Love 3 hours of fire. Nice. And then Anita Rodriguez said, 3 hours of fire equals the best Saturday pairing. Thank you both. I'm drinking.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Thank you.
It's at Chad Dukes. All the tips I am splitting right down the middle with Eric Bickle, at least as far as he knows. And then, of course, maybe JT the Vic gets a tip if we get an update coming back from this.
I think we have one. But he's so scared to do it like normal. He wants to come back, set it up, and then he do it. Do you think, should we reject that?
Yeah, because I think that first of all, it's a good club to have in his bag. You know what I mean?
That's what I was saying. I was like, dude, this might be your next gig.
Yes. Make yourself more valuable to the boss.
Vic, will you do it just like Pete does it?
You mean, so just when we come out of the break, just go right into it?
Yeah, just do it like you own it.
Flash. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, will you? And honestly, I don't want you to like half-heart it. Like, you go to the balls of the wall. Like, imagine this is your shot on Letterman, or this is your shot on the Tonight. This is your shot.
Imagine Nick Markakis is pulling his baseball pants down in front of you.
Oh, okay. Jim Tomey and Matt Wieters. Got it.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Hey, don't miss this. JT the Vic with a Sports Minute, Sports Flash, whatever they're called, coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.7 The Fan, Sports Flash.
I'm producer JT the Vic, and I'm not a professional sports anchor, so I will read my script unlike the great Pete Medhurst. We have some news in the baseball world. According to Joel Sherman of MLB Network, he reports the plan is for opening day to be on July 23rd with a couple of games. But how about this? The Nationals will appear on primetime on that day as they are scheduled to host Gerrit Cole and the New York Yankees at Nats Park on July 23rd. Of course, assuming things start on time without any setbacks. To golf, the Travelers Championship Round 3 has concluded as Brandon Todd is the clubhouse leader at 18-under, followed by Dustin Johnson 2 strokes back. Phil Mickelson is 6 off the pace after 3 rounds. The NBA released its schedule for games in Orlando on Friday, with the season resuming on July 30th. The New Orleans Pelicans will tip off the NBA restart against the Utah Jazz, Lakers and Clippers as well. The Wizards, they'll have an 8-game schedule as they will reopen with the Phoenix Suns on July 31st. The National Hockey League Players Association is expected to vote on both a new CBA and the return-to-play procedures that would restart the season. Among the issues were the approval of a safety protocol and the two hub cities that will host all 24 teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Also of note, NHL training camps are planning to open July 10th as Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly is not planning to quarantine players for training camps. From EB's favorite sponsor, the Crop Metcalf Sports Desk, I'm JT the Vic, 106.7 The Fan.
Vic.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you doing?
First of all, I was screaming at you. I thought you were going to leave us potted up. I was screaming at you. I hate the way you started it.
Okay.
Me too.
You can't preface it by saying, I'm JT the Vic and I'm not professional. Bear with me. In fact, you're going to have to do it over. Here's the thing. We're gonna play the bumper again. Are you okay with this, Chad?
I have some criticisms before we start.
Okay,
over
please.
Again, but yes,
good.
Please.
Go ahead. It's entirely too long. So
way too long, Russell.
Okay, all right.
Way too long. So cut it in half. Cut the shtick about I'm not. I actually think your delivery was pretty good.
He needs more energy. You can tell he's reading.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I did say that at the beginning.
Yeah, but don't qualify. Pickle's right. Have confidence. Grab this thing and
qualifier,
hump it into
fire. I lost my mind. I'm screaming and I'm banging my mic.
Sorry, it's just natural habit. I didn't have your
All
mic.
Right. Yeah. You got to do it again. Take out that qualifier BS.
And he can do it, though.
Qualifier have some BS. Swagger.
What's the qualifier
BS? Don't say I'm not as professional. I'm not Pete Medhurst. Everyone knows that.
What
Grab
kind
this
of,
thing.
What kind of cuck says that? It's unbelievable. I've never heard of anything like that.
Oh, that makes
me literally
so
in my
happy.
Entire career, I've never heard anybody do that. So that is out.
All right. Well, now I have to go through my script and I'm gonna have to scratch some stuff off.
Yeah.
So I don't even say JT the Vic.
No, but you say it like Pete does.
How
does
he do?
Pete Medhurst.
I am JT.
No, you don't
the
have
Vic.
To do. No, but my point is, you just say you. I don't even know how you guys do those things, but just do it. Don't qualify and say I suck.
You know that this is the first time I've ever done that,
you
right?
You did a good job.
So, I mean, I think I deserve some leeway here.
No, there's no leeway on this show. You know that.
Yeah, it sounds like you think had a good job, by the way.
Yeah, you think I sucked at it.
Just screaming out for 20 minutes.
No, I actually thought it was pretty good. But I thought it was too long, and the shtick at the beginning about I stink, so you want everybody to give you a pass. We're not doing that. And Chad says you need more energy. He's probably right.
Yep.
I was just surprised that you didn't stumble all over yourself like Valdez would have.
Right.
Or like I would have.
Jeez.
You did better than I would have done.
Not saying much, but. Yeah, but this is here's a good thing, Bickle. He's a couple of tweaks away, I think, from just doing
You could
this.
Do this.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm actually helping you.
That's right.
All right, will you, Chad, tolerate another?
Please.
You got to do it within 60 seconds, though, right?
Yeah.
You don't want 3-minute updates.
That was like a minute and a half.
Sounded like an eternity.
Oh,
it sounded
like
War and Peace.
Forever.
Come on. It's not Earl Forsey or Craig Heist.
Stop doing that. Stop. You will never succeed in this business if you don't have a swagger. You could be a big giant wuss off the air, but you can't be on the air.
Hey, this is my impression, by the way. Who am I right now, EB?
I don't know.
I'm Craig Heist.
Some swag. I'm trying to understand swagger.
Yes.
You don't know what that means?
I mean, I thought I was doing it just like what a CBS update would sound like.
No, it's annoying you going, oh, I'm not going to do a good job.
Okay, so you're hung up on that.
Yeah.
The very beginning. But everything else was fine.
I thought you did a pretty darn good job, but if Chad says you need a little more energy, I defer to that, and yes. He's probably right.
100%. Pete sounds like he loves the sports he's talking about.
Yeah, all right, so let's do it again. I want the bumpers and everything, and I want you to nail this, and then you, CK probably text you and say, hey, you, Vic, job. You want to do an update this week?
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen. I mean, I don't know, unless you don't want to do it.
Right, right.
Sounded to me like you you kind of wanted to do it.
All right.
Do it again.
So we're doing it right now.
Steve. Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing the thing.
Here we go.
106.7 The Fan Sports Flash.
I'm producer JT the Vic. We have some.
Stop.
Why do you say that? You're qualifying.
You said I was fine with that.
You don't say I'm the producer.
All right, so just JT the Vic.
Yes! I don't even know. I don't even listen to the damn updates, but I don't think Pete says I'm the producer. I'm the Navy guy.
He just says this is Pete.
Yeah. I'm Pete Medhurst. This is Pete on sports or whatever the hell he says.
Enough. All right. Jesus.
Do it again.
I can't even focus.
Oh, hey, by the way, Jarrett Beyer, Enoch, and Hans have all Venmo'd me. Venmo.com/Chad Dukes. Thank you for the tips. I'm splitting them with Eric Bickle and maybe a little bit with Vic if he nails
it. You got to improve, though.
Next up.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, here we go.
106.7 The Fan Sports Flash.
I'm JT the Vic. We have some news in the baseball world. According to Joel Sherman of MLB Network, he reports the plan is for opening day to be on July 23rd with a couple of games. But how about this? The Nationals will appear on primetime on that day as they are scheduled to host Gerrit Cole and the New York Yankees at Nats Park July 23rd. Of course, assuming things start on time without any setbacks. To golf, the Travelers Championship round 3 has concluded. Brandon Todd is the clubhouse leader at 18 under, followed by Dustin Johnson, 2 strokes back. Phil Mickelson is 6 off the pace after 3 rounds. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm JT the Vic, 106.7 The Fan.
Bravo!
Perfect.
Bravo! Perfect. I thought you did a great job.
Thank you.
I thought you did a great job. We tidied that up. We had to yell at you a little bit, and then now you know how to do it.
I did it. That was the second time ever in my life.
Right. Don't you feel like that was pretty good?
Yeah, I could scratch it off my bucket list.
Right. Why couldn't you do that? You could do that.
Here's another thing. I think a lot of update guys, they want to host, but they'll do updates. I think Vic could just concentrate on doing updates because if you keep it below 60 seconds, that is so valuable. Yeah. Nobody does that.
Yeah, no one does 60 seconds. I know. Yeah,
do 60 seconds, boom, boom, bam, and then you bring it back to the big sillies.
There you go.
Yeah.
Back to you guys.
Yeah. That was great, Vic.
Hey,
thank you.
Seriously. Now you have something to do. I don't even know. Don't people have like audio and they put it on?
Yeah,
do that.
Chop that. Here's what I'm being dead serious, Vic. Chop that and send that to CK right now, or at least when you're chopping up the podcast.
CK, right. If he's listening, tweet me and tweet Chad and I. Let us know how that was after we broke him down.
Chop that and send that to Chuck Sapienza in Baltimore. I bet we get you a little Rays action going on. And you live close to Baltimore anyway, right?
Hello?
Yeah.
We're trying to help you, bro.
I know. I appreciate it. Pete texted me. He says he was giving me some encouragement.
See? He was giving you encouragement, or he's saying we were?
He says I could do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's telling me to just rock it and let it rip.
Yeah, Pete's right. You did a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You did a good job.
And with more reps, get more comfortable.
Right.
Maybe you come up with a little nickname for yourself, like
if
Pedro
PJ Elliott can do it, I can do it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow.
You know what I will say about Vic? Vic's got some zings in him.
He does. He'll take shots.
I didn't know that.
Hey, by the way, you people that are Venmoing in $1, you're not getting any verbal nods for $1. You can take that and pound it up your pound.
What's the threshold?
I've been giving people verbal nods for $5.
Yeah, but now we've got 20 minutes left. If you want to get in.
$10.
Yeah,
$10. I think
20 minutes left. You want to get in 10.
Also, if you want to, Vic is going to get a portion of something because of that update. So you're also helping out a struggling young sports anchor,
right?
Very young sports anchor.
I think that's better than I could do doing that job.
Right? I couldn't do it. Like I know my talent. My talent's just to kind of scream. I don't have that. Your talent, you could do that, Vic. It actually seemed like it was written fairly well, which I would have bet heavily against.
Me too.
I was terrible at grammar back in school and still am.
I believe that.
Well, English is his third language. We know this.
Well, yeah. I don't know about that.
I believe that.
I was trying to do my best to not do what Brock Lesnar does when he does his World Series rewind.
What does he do?
Well, I mean, Chad can tell you.
He is a brown eye. He is a walking bung F. He can't read, and then he just babbles incoherently for like four straight minutes, and right. he does a terrible 70s disc jockey voice.
Right.
It's the worst.
I think like Valdez, I think he's super talented at what he does, but he would stumble through that.
Oh, yeah, like absolutely.
Valdez is like the show historian. He's so quick-witted. He's brilliant at what he does and in the niche he's carved out with us. But if we told Valdez to do that update, it wouldn't sound anywhere near as good as that. I would do a dreadful job of that.
Yeah, it's a different – it uses different brain muscles, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't have it. I've been doing this show for 25 years, and I still don't know how to go to commercial without it sounding like a train crash. Like, just like, yeah, I don't know how to do it.
All right, but you know what could help that, Eric? A modicum of effort. Like if you invested a little bit of time.
I thought about it. But yeah, but I mean, still, look, think about it. I mean, we've been doing it for all these years, and it doesn't matter. That's the point. It doesn't matter. If you do good content, I don't think the formulaics and that stuff that matters. But it'd be nice to be a little more professional.
Yeah, if you do a show people like, that's the most important thing. I think anybody would agree with that.
But you could do that, dude. Have you ever, Vic, have you ever thought that you probably want to be on air at some point, right?
Well, I've done radio in Annapolis where I was doing like talking up songs. I was doing that.
That's cool. I actually would like to do that.
And I've actually done some color for high school football.
Right.
That's
so you would like to do this. Like this is kind
of
like your thing. Like you don't want to just produce Nats games your whole life. Not that that's not a real job, but I mean, you have higher aspirations, or no?
Well, this was what I used to want to do. Is be on the air, but then when I got involved in the behind the scenes work, it's actually something
like that.
I did enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you could totally do this. You could totally do updates.
And I do remember I did do NBA updates for when we used to actually carry Wizards games with Glenn Conser. I was actually doing like around the NBA updates.
You were?
Yeah, I did.
I believe that. And by the way, I don't want to give Pete short trip. Pete's spectacular at what he does.
Of course.
He's tremendous.
Pete is like a genius. I hope Pete's listening.
Yes.
Because Pete will do these things with no, he'll just do it off the top of his head. I've never seen anything like it. It's almost like a Rain Man thing when Pete does his update. People would be blown away. I think we've done it before. We filmed it and put like on Watch the Junkies back in the day where we just put Pete on and he would just do it off the top of his head and his eyes are staring into the ceiling and it's crazy. You could do it though, Vic.
Thank you, man.
I think we all agree that there should be more people on Facebook lecturing you on how to live your life. I think
why,
we could
what
all
happened?
Well, it's just that's all it is. It's people that are they're telling you what to do with your life.
Facebook's almost been untenable for me through most of the pandemic. I don't think I've been. Yeah.
Oh, we got Pete on the line.
Oh, Pete Metters?
Pete's calling in. He wants to give you some. Pete, are you there? Where is he?
First of all, Let's put Vic in the rotation right now.
Right?
I love it.
That was look, he sacked up like Juan Soto. He did the audition on the air without practice.
Right.
And I was with you guys. Dropped the I'm the producer and I suck stuff.
Nope.
Right.
You went out and you rocked the second one in 60 seconds and you knocked it out of the park.
Right? That's from the best in the business right there.
Vic. I appreciate
put
that,
him
Pete.
In the
Thank
rotation.
You.
Yeah, that's from the best in the business.
Now, Vic, let's get some Navy football up here, and you're going to mock call some of these games, and we're going to try to get you to take over all of Pete's jobs.
If only I could do horse racing.
Oh, that takes some
first
reps.
Of all, I am in Vic's home away from home right now, beautiful Laurel, Maryland. I'm in between games umpiring here this afternoon.
of course,
Vic,
you are.
If you weren't any good at grammar, your parents need a refund for all the money they spent sending you to Pilates instead of just sending you to a public school and saving some cash here, Hoss.
There you go.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
Nothing wrong with that. I've never seen and look, you guys are right. Everybody wants to be on the air. Vic's just cool pushing buttons and telling Charlie and Dave, you're up.
Yep.
Let it go.
Which
just
is
like
totally
that.
Cool. So, totally cool if that's his thing. Totally, yeah.
Well, you can carve out a solid living doing that. I mean, that's a job that's hard to get fired from. So that's a great way to carve yourself out. But you know what? You could also do what Ben Raby's done. Ben Raby's on the air an awful lot during these Caps games now with John Walton. So, you know, Vic, you never know. I mean,
how
you get sick or something like that, you might be a guy that has to fill in doing Nats Talk Live or something on the weekend.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
There it is.
There you go.
Well, I know one guy that wasn't listening to CK because I asked him to tweet us if he heard it.
You know why? It's the weekend. It's the weekend, EB.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's probably running around after Sean or something like that in a local park hoping his, you know, kid doesn't hurt himself on the playground.
Well, I know he's not listening if we went 45 minutes without a commercial.
That's oh, he never complained?
Point. That's a great point. What's he going to do? He's going to complain to us for working for free? Yeah. I mean, what's he going to do?
Right.
Pete, thank you, buddy.
Pete.
See you, gentlemen.
Thank you, buddy.
Love the Pete's they're listening, though. That's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Pete's hardcore, man. Pete's the best.
Is there anything that isn't about sports in his life? Like, he's umping baseball games right now.
No, he does he line fields. He does everything.
I know.
Refs.
Do you love your family as much as Pete loves sports?
No.
Be honest.
No.
I don't think so. I don't think I love anything in my life as much as he loves sports.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Lurch, too. You put Pete and Lurch together?
Oh, my God.
I think they did that, like, last week, right? They did 3 hours on horse racing.
Because that's what their passion is.
Yeah. Well, it's just anything. That's what was going on, so they did it.
Good for them. Yeah. I'm in some ways, I'm jealous. A couple of tweets here. Enoch says, pretty damn good update for JT the Vic. He should be doing updates during your entire show. I agree. The Barbecue Bandit said, any more plans for Free FM literally shirts? Got lots of questions about mine in Canada this weekend. Well, I'd like to, Bickle, but we were so embarrassed the last time that we sold a shirt.
It kind of took a while, right? It took us like a day.
Yeah, to sell all 100
shirts. It's
kind
of embarrassing.
I agree.
Well, by the way, I don't think I ever got mine. Did I?
No, I haven't gotten mine either.
What is that? What kind of shenanigans is that?
You know what? I'm going to message that bastard right now.
What is that?
I don't know. He certainly dipped his beak in the profits. I'll tell you that much.
What's the next bit? Like, I consider you, I just completely defer to you on monetization and being a capitalist here.
Right.
So we've done candles on Big O and Dukes.
Yes.
You've done prints.
Records.
You've done records. Yep. What else?
A lot of shirts.
Million shirts.
Oh, we did trading cards. We did a trading card
set. You did trading cards? You had your own trading card, dude?
We made baseball cards of everyone on our show, and
we did
a secret release of people that made it. It was a smash.
Well, hold on.
We sold 1,000 packs of those.
Really?
Yep.
Why don't you do more of that? That was really smart. The bobblehead thing we did was huge.
It was.
And we kept saying
really
we'd do it again, never did.
That's really expensive. I'd kill to have a bobblehead, man. Like, if they did the whole lineup, I know they did it for your guys' 20th.
Yeah, but they should do the whole lineup.
Well, man, I've been at the radio station now, 2007, so that's 13 years. I mean, is that worth a bobblehead?
Yeah, 100. Hundo.
Don't you think?
As my daughter says, a hundo P. Yes.
But also think of this, Bickle. The Grant and Danny, Dukes, and Junkies lineup, for sports talk radio lineups, it's got to be one of the longest running in the games with no tweaks. I mean, knock wood. Clearly something's going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's all coming crashing in soon, but yeah.
We just need to get a sponsor for the bobbleheads, right?
Well, hold on. I dig the trading card idea. You don't understand. How did you release them?
We released them one at a time just to show people what they were.
But they weren't in like packs.
No, they're in packs.
They're in packs?
Yeah.
Like a wax pack?
No, it was a box, but it was you opened it up and then they had this stuff on the back. It was just like a baseball card. I'll show them to you. They were phenomenal. I thought they really came out well.
And what'd you sell them for?
$15.
Probably should have sold them for $50.
Maybe, but we made a lot of money.
Yeah. So 15 times 1,000, what is that?
Well, I mean, you had to pay for the production and all that. So,
I don't 15 grand? I don't even know. I'm math. $1 times 1,000 is $1,000.
You don't know that
15 times 1,000 is $15,000. So then you probably paid half, 7,500. I mean, yeah, you did pretty well, I'm guessing.
There's only three of us. You know what I mean?
And you don't have to divide it by four and plus give those two other dopes a piece. Yeah.
I hate those dopes. Yeah, but you know this, Bickle. If we go through Entercom, they're going to keep all the money. They're going to screw it up.
Yeah, so you can do it on the down. Okay, so. Okay,
what
so
do you
we'll, do it on, we'll do it on social.
You tell me what you want to do. I'll make
Who's your guy? Who did the cards? I want to steal the idea for the junks, to be honest.
That's fine.
With you.
You can lift it.
Who's your guy?
Your producer is our producer, and
no, I mean, but like, who's your card guy?
There's a company out there that does all kinds of custom cards. You guys can do relic cards, where you put pieces of the jersey in there. You can do autograph cards. You can do.
Did
you
do like you're holding a bat or something? Like, what did you do?
No, what we did was we took all of our characters on the show, and then some listeners, and we made them look like different movie characters. So I was Nacho Libre for obvious reasons. Like drab t-shirt was I think Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs, things like that. So but you could do whatever you want,
dude. All right, I want you, because I'm sure there are people that are listening that haven't seen this either. I want you to tweet me the do you have photos of them?
I'm sure I have them somewhere. Yeah,
tweet me photos and I want to look at them.
Okay,
all right. Vic is actually the first time he's told me the entire show that we have to break.
He must have given up on telling me that we have to break. All right, I'm going to message Bustles, and we'll decide what we can rip these people off from. Hey, it's your last chance to tip us, Chad Dukes, on Venmo if you like a verbal nod. You're listening to 3 Hours of Fire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The people tipping under a dollar, just know that whatever that cost you, you'll never be mentioned ever. No one will know you did it. In that vein, though, I've got to give a verbal nod to Dean Johnson.
Nice.
Who actually, he says the tip is for Vic, but that's not the way this works. We decide.
We determine.
Yes, we determine, Bill, if Vic gets anything at all. I think he should be tipping us. I mean, you've taken him under your wing. You've got him in
your
career.
You too. You too.
Well, I just hope it happens. I'm rooting for the kid. Rooting for him.
I thought he did well, man.
Now, Vic, will there be podcasts of this show if people missed it?
Yep. I just put up the first 2 hours.
That is awesome. All right. Check that out. Quick plug for me, cameo.com/Chad Dukes. And also, I will be working in my shop, Commonwealth Dry Goods in Old Town Fairfax, tomorrow from noon to 2. So if you'd like to come on out and say hi, get yourself a nice cold cheer wine, I'll be there wearing a dumb mask. So there it is. Anything for you, Bickle?
What do you mean?
As far as a plug, buddy.
Oh, listen to my Time and Room podcast. That'd be cool.
Nice.
You'd like that, too. I had a nice gaffe in the middle of it where I forgot to hit record. So that, you know, we kind of talk our ways through that, and then we introduce the guy in the middle of the thing.
I like that.
Lacrosse podcast. I don't know. Whatever. Say a prayer for my kid. Surgery on Wednesday.
There you go. And, of course, the mother hub at EB Junkies on Twitter. Verbal nod to Total Package Amazon drivers who are working on Saturday. Just got a Venmo from them. So
my Amazon driver or UPS driver, it loathes us. She's so upset. Those guys have been worked to the bone.
I still don't like. I got one that just walks right across my yard, and it ricks me. Every
because
single
they
time.
Don't they don't use like the sidewalk.
No, I mean I have a driveway, I have a sidewalk, and he just walks
really?
Right across the. And I have pictures of him, but I'm like,
is that like report worthy?
Well, that's like, what I'm saying. Like, I feel, I know they're having a real tough time of it right now, but I'm like, dude, what the hell? Why is
it? Does it leave? Like, I wouldn't even, I'm not really like a yard snob or, you know, I have weeds. Like, what does it do? Leave a footprint?
Well, first of all, it's disrespectful. Second of all, yeah, it could, you know, you try across someone's yard, you spread seed and fertilizer and stuff, messes all that up.
Really?
I hate it. Drives me nuts.
Hilarious.
Life's tough, Evie. Life is tough. What are you doing tonight? I'm listening to Dollar Quest Saturday night around a giant bonfire.
Have you been doing the fires like even when it's 85 degrees?
Yeah, brother.
I have to say, I've kind of wussed out in the heat.
Relinquish that crown then. Give it to somebody that lives the life.
I can't.
All right, very good. Seriously, man to man, you made me feel a lot better today. I know it feels awkward saying these things, but I was
really?
I was very sad at the beginning. I was legit, not depressed, I was sad And this has been an enormous amount of fun. I want
to
say
good.
Thanks to you and Vic.
Good, me too. Thank you, buddy.
Very therapeutic. All right, we are off next weekend. Thank God. Everybody else, please have a safe weekend. Enjoy yourselves. JT the Vic, thank you. Pete, thank you for listening. And EB, thank you. It's
yep,
been a
thank
lot of
you,
fun.
Pal. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one, everybody.
Yep, be safe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.